Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Most Americans are grateful, or should be grateful, that we live in a country which grants more freedom, political, economic, and religious, than any other country in the world. I am not overlooking the many problems we face as a nation, such as crooked politicians, violent crime in most of our towns and cities, a school system which produces functional illiterates, the national disgrace of abortion, and a deterioration of decency and honor. As a Christian and as an American citizen, I am honor-bound to speak out on whatever threatens our families, the church, and our nation. I am fully convinced that silence can be sinful. While I am glad to be an American, I have citizenship in a greater kingdom, the kingdom of God Almighty. That was what Paul had in mind when he wrote to the Philippians, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians 3:20. The Greek word translated conversation is politeuma, which means citizenship. From this Greek word comes English words like politics and political. Some form of this word is used 8 times in the New Testament. Paul used the verb form of the word in his address to the Jewish council. He said, "I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Acts 23:1. The verb "have lived" is the word we are examining. It means I have conducted myself as a good citizen until this day. A second use of the verb appears in Philippians 1:27. "Only let your conversation be as becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Paul was urging the Philippians to allow their citizenship in the kingdom of heaven to reflect their commitment to the gospel of Christ. I have 2 questions I want to ask you. What are your duties as a citizen of the United States of America? What are your duties in the kingdom of God? As an American, you are obligated to pay taxes, which are required to keep our government operating. You have a duty to vote for good men and women who run for public office. I am aware that many of us often feel that our votes mean little or nothing, but we should vote to make some needed changes. In addition, we have a moral obligation to make the United States the very best country we can. If you are a member of the Church of the Living God, the kingdom which was established on the day of Pentecost, you must use your power and influence to bring others into the kingdom. All of the citizens in the kingdom must attend worship services regularly, give as we have been prospered, reach out to the lost, the poor, the disenfranchised, and others who need our help. We are to study God's book and teach it to others. These duties can all be summarized in these words from the Sermon on the Mount: "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, food, clothing, and shelter, shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. But what if there is a conflict between my allegiance to Christ and what my government demands of me? My friends, the Apostle Peter gave the divine answer to that question. We ought to obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29. The prophet Daniel in the Old Testament is a good example of obeying God rather than men. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.